Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years. Richland
Center. ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Cheers of relief at Rome's Gemelli Hospital. Hundreds of people reacting as Pope Francis appeared in public for the first time in more than 5 weeks. He's now been released from that hospital and is back at the Vatican, says ABC's Inez de la Caterra.
The Pope being advised to rest, but we know this is a Pope who loves to work, and he has a busy period coming up. It's a Jubilee year, so lots of events planned for that. And Easter is right around the corner. It's the holiest period of the church calendar. Decisions regarding his schedule will be made based on how his health improves.
President Trump's directing the Attorney General to punish law firms engaging in what he called, quote, frivolous and unreasonable litigation against the United States. Two people have been arrested in connection with the Friday night shooting in Las Cruces, New Mexico, that left 3 dead and 15 hurt, and at least 26 people were killed in overnight Israeli strikes on Gaza. This is ABC News. Democrats continue trying to chart their path forward, and one has thoughts on how they've gone adrift.
Former New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio blaming the Democratic Party for not connecting with voters, leaving a wide lane open for a Trump second term.
I don't think our party or our candidate showed enough empathy with the pain that Americans were feeling post-COVID with all the inflation and the fact that working people, middle class people feel like they've been going backwards for a long time.
The key to winning, says de Blasio, appealed to moderates.
Everything that's happening with Trump right now is so extreme. A lot of those people are going to be very open to a Democratic message.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
Man suing United Airlines claiming a pilot forcibly removed him from an airplane bathroom while he was experiencing gastrointestinal problems and exposed him to other passengers. The New Jersey man, who's Orthodox Jewish, said the pilot also made comments disparaging his religion. The airline's not commented. He's also suing the Department of Homeland Security, which says officers were responding to reports of a disturbance. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free? TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
Judge Brad Schimmel sure has a lot of special interest donors. Big drug companies, corporate lobbyists, right-wing billionaires, and extremist groups. Schimmel once claimed that there's nothing wrong with politicians using their office to benefit their own campaign's contributors. And as Attorney General, Schimmel repeatedly took action to put his own campaign donors' interests ahead of Wisconsin residents. He refused to sue the big drug companies responsible for the opioid crisis. He supports a pre-Civil War law to ban abortion. And he sued to overturn the health care law that protects people with pre-existing conditions. Under his watch, fines for corporate polluters dropped to a 30-year low, all while Wisconsinites were left behind. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to watch out for us, not his special interest sponsors. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Turbo's in Hub City is the ultimate go-to spot for food, fun, and flavor. Start your weekend with their crowd-pleasing Friday Night Fish, featuring fresh shrimp and full menu. Saturday nights are all about indulgence with juicy prime rib and shrimp, plus a full menu to explore. Looking for a great lunch? Turbo's has daily soup and sandwich specials, and don't miss their famous hash burger, a mouth-watering meal you won't forget. Sundays feature roasted chicken, homemade soups, and desserts that hit the sweet spot. Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City, where every visit feels like a celebration. Come for the food, stay for the fun.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
You're listening to WRCO. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg with an update on weather. The low pressure system is going to continue to give plenty of mixed precipitation across the Badger State as we get through our Sunday. For our area, we are going to see warmer temperatures, so it's going to give us more heavy rain as we continue through today. Up to 3/4 of an inch is possible, with the heaviest amount expected late morning into the mid-afternoon hours. Highs are going to be hitting the low to mid-40s. Winds are going to be on the breezy side, coming from the southeast and then shifting to the west, 15 to 20 miles per hour, gust up to 30. Heading into tonight, rain showers are going to be ending in the evening with slow decreasing clouds overnight. Still breezy and going to be a bit cooler, lows dropping into the mid to upper 20s. Winds coming from the northwest, gusting up to 40 miles an hour. Monday is going to give us a decrease in clouds with breezy winds sticking around from the northwest, gusting up to 30 miles an hour. Highs are going to be in the mid to upper 40s. Monday night, a slow increase in clouds with minimal winds. Lows will be dropping into the upper 20s. Now Tuesday, we're expecting partly cloudy skies and a 30% chance of scattered showers during the day. We're looking at highs once again mid to upper 40s. Winds are going to be coming from the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Accumulation on rain isn't going to be much though, just enough to get everything wet. Wednesday, mostly sunny with light winds expected, and we're going to have a warming trend, highs in the mid 50s. Thursday, we're looking at light rain showers through the day and increasing later on at night. Winds still on the light side, highs in the mid to upper 50s. Friday, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possible thunderstorms later at night. Breezy southern winds are going to continue to increase the highs into the low 60s. And Saturday, we're looking at heavy rain showers through the day with breezy winds expected. Up to an inch is possible in some areas, with highs hitting the mid to upper 60s. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg. Have a great rest of your Sunday.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community, and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It is a cloudy 41 degrees, and that is up from our morning low of 35 degrees. Yesterday, we had a high of 46 degrees and no precipitation. A record high for this day, 73, set back in 1938, while a record low of 5 below was set in 1883. Last year on this day, our high was 40 and our low 19. Sunset today will be at 7:17, while sunrise tomorrow will be at 7. No precipitation. The barometer, though, is falling, as it's down to 30.5. Southwest winds are at 5. Again, it is a cloudy 41 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. WRCO News Today is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Town & Country TV & Appliance.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your rider, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Henricks. Wisconsin taxpayers with retirement income, contributions, and rollovers are now eligible to file their returns using Direct File, the IRS's free, secure online filing program. Direct File provides taxpayers with a quick and convenient way to file their federal income tax returns electronically. The IRS has expanded coverage to include contributions and most distributions from employer-sponsored retirement plans and direct rollovers from one employer-sponsored retirement plan to another, or to an individual retirement agreement, or IRA. Individuals who earn interest income from common accounts such as savings, checking, saving bonds, and treasury obligations, added or used money from a health savings account, or added or used money from a flexible spending account, can also use Direct File. Certain restrictions apply. Wisconsin taxpayers can visit directfile.irs.gov/savings-and-retirement for more information. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue offers taxpayers the following tips. Always review your banking information before submitting your return. Double-check to ensure you have claimed all your eligible credits and track the status of your refund using DOR's Where's My Refund tool. To provide extra assistance to taxpayers, DOR will have extended customer service hours on April 1st through April 3rd, April 7th through April 10th, and April 14th and 15th. The Riverdale Communities Education Foundation are hosting the its annual 8-pin tab bowling tournament today at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. The cost to bowl, $15 per person. Two shifts will be held at 11 and 1:30. So you can take part in that at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet today. There will also be raffles and a silent auction. Proceeds raised from the bowling tournament will support classroom projects. Farmers of Richland County are invited to an informational meeting to learn about producer-led watershed groups. The goal of these groups is to support producer-led solutions to improve soil and water quality in local watersheds. The Richland County meeting will be held Wednesday, April 2nd from 3 to 4 at the American Legion Post in Richland Center. All producers in Richland County are invited to attend. For more information, you can contact Anastasia at 608-477-3018. UW Extension will be hosting a good agricultural practices training for tobacco producers Thursday, April 10th from 9 to 11 at the Lafayette County Multipurpose Building. The training will be a live video session facilitated by experts from the University of Kentucky and the University of Tennessee. Topics include production updates, environment training, and updates on types of tobacco, including burley, dark air, and fire tobacco. To register, contact Jordan Sattler by phone at 608-228-0208. Registrations can also be mailed to 700 Main Street, Darlington, Wisconsin, 53530. You should register, though, by Friday, April 4th. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is accepting applications for new export expansion grants through April 9th. These grants are funded through the Wisconsin Initiative for Agricultural Exports, which Governor Evers created in 2021 to promote Wisconsin dairy, meat, and crop exports. Export expansion grants aim to accelerate the growth of Wisconsin dairy, meat, and crop product exports. Applicants must be not-for-profit organizations located in Wisconsin that are currently serving or can serve Wisconsin agribusinesses. Wisconsin agribusiness associations, technical college, universities, and economic development organizations are encouraged to apply. Applications will be accepted for projects in two categories, meat or crop exports, with awards from $25,000 to $50,000, or dairy exports, with awards from $25,000 to $100,000. Matching funds are required at 20% of the grant award and can be cash or in kind. Eligible product or project expenses include, but are not limited to, travel associated with trade promotion activities, event promotion, marketing materials, advertising, subscriptions, contractor fees, and translation services. Grant information and application materials are available at datwi.gov/pages/agdevelopment/export-expansion-grants.aspx. You can also contact the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection grant specialist, Kevin Webb, at DATCPDADgrants@wisconsin.gov. Or you can also call 608-224-5049 with questions. The Reedsburg Area Medical Center announced that the VetFest Half Marathon, 5K, and Kids Race will be Saturday, April 12th. It's the 15th anniversary of the Run Walk that has raised nearly $200,000 for local veteran organizations and the RAMC Foundation. VetFest was started by a group of community volunteers to honor and support local veterans while creating an event for the Reedsburg area. The Reedsburg Area Medical Center Foundation accepted the Leadership Torch in 2023. This year, VetFest will be moving to the Fuchs Community Center on the Reedsburg Area Medical Center campus due to the popularity of scheduled events and the JAG Fieldhouse and Nishan Park. Registration and race day activities will be headquartered at the Fuchs Center. The routes for the half marathon, 5K, and kids race will be adjusted for the new start-finish location, but will continue to include scenic rural roads and safe city streets. To participate in the run walk, go online to runsignup.com/race/wi/reedsburg/RAMC Foundation VetFest. To volunteer, you should get in contact with them as you can. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Wendell Willkie in 1945 on March 18th speaking at Richland Center High School's gymnasium. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to the Wisconsin Magazine of History, Autumn 2004, page 33. Who is this Wendell Willkie, you ask? Well, he was on the cover of Time magazine in 1939, and he was on the cover of Life magazine in 1943. He was a Democrat until 1939 when he switched to the Republican Party. He originally supported FDR when he was president during the 1930s. Yet Willkie had issues with the TVA program, the Tennessee Valley Authority, which was part of FDR's alphabet soup. In 1940, Willkie didn't campaign in the primaries, yet he was a compromise candidate at the convention between the two frontrunners, Taft and Dewey, who had each thought that they would get the Republican nomination at the convention. It was on the sixth ballot that Willkie was selected as the Republican candidate to run against FDR for an unprecedented third term. Willkie lost in that election 55% to 45%, and it was Franklin Delano Roosevelt that would become a third-term president. Early in the 1940s, Willkie supported FDR and his Lend-Lease programs to help support the war effort for the United States getting involved in World War II. Then, a young politician by the name of Vernon Thompson from Wisconsin, who was one of Willkie's delegates, and it was in 1944 that Willkie wanted to initiate his primary campaign in Wisconsin with a kickoff on March 16th in Milwaukee. Then 2 days later, he made an appearance in Richland Center at the high school gymnasium, giving a speech on March 18th. This was one of eight planned stops preparing for the Wisconsin primary. Willkie will eventually lose in the April primary in Wisconsin, so he withdrew from future presidential primaries. Still, Wendell Willkie was a prominent national political figure and made note that he made an appearance in Richland Center. He died 6 months after that time period of a severe heart attack in October of 1944, which was prior to the 1944 presidential election. For more pictures and a synopsis of this article, go to the January issue of the Achy Breaky newsletter. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering the Richland County Teachers College.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Akey School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment Number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Today is Sunday, March 23rd. Jody Canoy Harris, 80 of Baraboo, formerly of Richland Center, died March 18th at home. Funeral services will be held on Monday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Monday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Jody Canoy Harris, 80 of Baraboo, formerly of Richland Center. Magdalene M. Maggie Lomasny, 85 of Plain, died March 7th in Grand Rapids, Michigan. A funeral mass will be held on Tuesday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will be in the church cemetery. Friends may call the church on Tuesday from 9 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke's School Endowment. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements. For Magdalene M. Maggie Lomasny, 85, of Plain. Jamie Lynn Harris, 68, of Lone Rock, died on March 19th. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Jamie Lynn Harris, 68, of Lone Rock.
Special alert! Town & Country TV and Appliance in Reedsburg and Richland Center has super savings on KitchenAid dishwashers. For a limited time, get a $150 rebate on the best dishwashers in the business, like the Whisper Quiet models featuring 360-degree max jet technology. With 50 targeted jets across 4 wash arms for sparkling clean dishes every time. See these dishwashers on display at Town & Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14, Richland Center, or online at Town & Country RC.
This morning's birthday and anniversary wishes are sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
We have a little handful of birthday and anniversary wishes that we would like to take time to recognize on this Sunday, March 23rd. Happy birthday to our beautiful friend Carolyn Anderson from Jay and Linda today. Enjoy every minute. Also, happy birthday to Carolyn Anderson from the Mick Memorial Park Board. Thank you for all the help you did this past year. Enjoy your special day, young lady. Happy birthday to Regan Jelenic from St. Mary's School. Also from St. Mary's School, birthday wishes today go out to Elijah Weiss. Happy 14th birthday to Kyler Schultz. Have an awesome day. Love Grandpa Rod and Grandma Sherry. Happy birthday wishes on behalf of the Richland Center Lions today go out to Regan Jelenic, Rose William Tran. Happy birthday as well today to Haley Hagenston and Kelly Miller from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. The Bloom City Town Crier would like to wish Sharon Long, K. Carol Ramsden, and Palmer Severson a happy birthday. Happy birthday wishes going out today to Cynthia Schoonover from Schmidt Woodland Hills. The Richland Center Free Methodist Church would like to wish Carol Ramsden and Palmer Severson a happy birthday. And happy anniversary today to Jim and Yvonne Craig from the Bloom City Town Crier. To all of you celebrating your big day, be it a birthday or an anniversary, we hope it's a great one. From all of us here at WRCO and from the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be. WRCO Sports Today is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
Well, the winter sports season for high school sports grew to a close in the tournament for WIAA high school boys basketball in the championship games Saturday. Division One saw Wisconsin Lutheran defeat, in Division Three, Freedom in the championship game, getting the win or losing to Milwaukee Academy of Science 57-54. In Division Four, it was Aquinas, number three, defeating number one Bondouille by a score of 74-45. Also in Division Five, the winner was Cochran Fountain City, a close game as they defeated Sheboygan Lutheran by a score of 60-54. When it came to the NCAA tournament, the Wisconsin Badgers season came to an end in round two, as they were defeated by BYU yesterday by a score of 91-89. BYU was leading by 47-36 at the half, as the Badgers tried to mount a comeback in the second half, but just fell a little short as their season comes to an end. Also, it was Aliyah Nye scoring 23 points and Zay Green added 22 to lift fifth-seeded Alabama to an 81-67 victory over 12th-seeded Green Bay. The Crimson Tide ended Green Bay's 22-game winning streak and now advances to the second round to face either Maryland or Norfolk State on Monday. Maddie Schreiber scored 14 points for the Phoenix. Green Bay kept the game close through most of the first half, but the Horizon League champion allowed 6 straight points to end the second quarter and trailed 38-29. The Crimson Tide are only one win from their first Sweet 16 appearance since 1998. In the Cashton Invitational being held at the UW Lacrosse Fieldhouse this weekend, for women, it was Bangor getting first place with 67 points. Westby came in third with 59. And in third, it was Kickapoo Lafarge with 56. Other teams taking part, it was a tie in ninth place for basketball and Cashton. In 11th, it was DeSoto. Riverdale came in 14th. North Crawford came in 16th, and it was Hillsboro in 19th. In the men's team rankings, the first place went to Edgar with 65. It was Luther in second with 55, and Kickapoo Lafarge in third with 47. The other teams that took part, it was Bangor in sixth place. DeSoto came in seventh. North Crawford tied basketball for eighth place. After that, it was New Lisbon in 14th place. Ithaca Weston came in 17th place. And Seneca was in 21st. Wisconsin forward Casey O'Brien has been named the winner of the 2025 Patty Kazmaier Memorial Award as the top player in women's NCAA Division I hockey. The award was announced on Saturday as part of the NCAA Women's Frozen Four. She is the sixth player from the school to win the Kazmaier. O'Brien is by far the nation's leading scorer with 88 points on 26 goals and 62 assists through her first 40 games this season. The 23-year-old from Milton, Massachusetts, has led the Badgers to a third consecutive trip to the championship game. She and Wisconsin are one win away from their third title in 5 years. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services. WRCO.
You are my all in all. God from whom all blessings flow.
Marcia. 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Cheers of relief at Rome's Gemelli Hospital. Hundreds of people reacting as Pope Francis appeared in public for the first time in more than 5 weeks. He's now been released from that hospital and is back at the Vatican, says ABC's Inez de la Catera.
The Pope being advised to rest, but we know this is a Pope who loves to work, and he has a busy period coming up. It's a Jubilee year, so lots of events planned for that. And Easter is right around the corner. It's the holiest period of the church calendar. Decisions regarding his schedule will be made based on how his health improves.
President Trump's directing the Attorney General to punish